A Perfect Explanation, written by Eleanor Anstruther and read by Emma Gregory. What irritated Finetta about her mother was not the lack of love, but the obvious hatred. Lack of love was easy to explain. Her mother had loved others more. Her love was finite. There was only so much to go round. But her hatred was endless. Finetta had tried in myriad ways to understand it, but at 44 she was tired. It was inexplicable. She had to live with it. For her own daughter, she felt little either way. She neither loved nor hated her. She felt ambivalent towards her and the ways about her, her presence, how she did her hair or poured the tea. Her daughter was a stranger who moved with a stranger's mood, a thing that passed and left little trace, unlike her son, for whom she felt a love so crushing she could only watch him, constantly, whether he was there or not. She wondered sometimes if it mattered, this black and white way of her heart, but what could she do? There was either feeling or there wasn't, and neither force, ambivalence nor adoration, had dissuaded her from duty. She'd fed and bathed them both, divorced their father and sent them away to school as soon as possible. They had grown up. Now she found herself back in the role for which she was made and in which she felt the least and most comfortable, that of looking after her mother. Her mother's nursing home was in Hampstead. It looked pretty from the outside, a large red brick house on a quiet street, but the inside had been stripped of beauty. It had unfortunate lighting and a lift that didn't work, four mica tables, single beds and nylon sheets. It was her mother's just desserts. She looked at the letter again while the kettle boiled. Coming Tuesday. No need to tell her, better not. I won't stay long. Shall we lunch beforehand? Say 1 p.m. usual place. Ian. Better not to tell her for whom? Him? Her? Their mother? Obviously she'd had to tell the nurses. They liked to know the name of every visitor, but she'd made it clear. She'd made it absolutely clear that they weren't to say a word until she got there. She'd be the one to say, Ian's here. He's come to see you. Not the nurses with their incontinent nonsense, spilling it out as though it was something thrilling. No, Finetta would be the one to tell her. Perhaps she'd have to make him wait outside the door, but it would be her who'd do the spilling, with care and consideration and just enough distance to duck. Her mother might think her a bloody nuisance, but she wasn't cruel or stupid. She knew what it all meant.